particular threat. Greetings, beloved. I come to you today to speak of beings upon this earth who still desire to wage war and play the games of war, conflict. And specifically, creation and threat of the nuclear bomb. And we especially guide you to see everything in perspective. And not take any of this so seriously. This is why we spelled the word in the heading of this article incorrectly. The word nuclear, which is a word that does not exist. But you will notice that a specific president, when he refers to the word nuclear, and many beings who are ignorant will use the word nuclear. Shows such as The Simpsons make fun of this, beings of such a nature. The real truth is all beings upon this planet, their true desire is for love. And to the degree that a being has opened their heart to love, or to the degree that they have closed themselves off to love, will be to the degree that they are playing the games of power and control or not. For if you are open to love, then you are not interested in power and control. You are only interested in divine communion and meeting another being from your heart, from love. But if you are disconnected from love, if you feel that you do not deserve love, or feel that others are not deserving of love, if you feel disconnected from God, then you will strive for God through power and control, or you will strive to be like God through power and control. And for these beings that are disconnected from love, their entire lives are about power and control. They are just boys with toys, playing King of the Hill. The child within these boys was never nurtured, was never allowed to grow up, was never guided of what it is to be a real man, or what it is to be a real woman. For those little girls within who also desire power and control. For all of these beings, who are playing King of the Hill. And specifically, we will speak of North Korea. And the proliferation of nuclear bombs. We will guide you once again to not take any of this seriously, regardless of whether or not these beings have nuclear bombs is immaterial. What is important is why. And the reason is because it is the ultimate way to control and to have some power. Even if you are a small country, it is not really recognized by the rest of the planet. Not recognized as being powerful or important. The ultimate way to become powerful and important is to have nuclear bombs. Then you can say to anyone, including the greatest power on the planet, the big bad United States, you can say to the United States, look, big bad United States, we got a nuclear bomb. And even though North Korea has the third largest army on the planet, with millions of soldiers, the rest of the world does not see this as powerful any longer. Having a million soldiers is not seen as so extremely powerful anymore. For waging war with men is a very inefficient way to wage war, and try to control with men is ludicrous. But of course, with just one nuclear bomb, you can hold the entire planet for ransom. Gimme, 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 or I'm gonna chuck my bomb at you. It's the ultimate way to play King of the Hill. And whoever's got a nuclear bomb at the top of the hill controls everyone else at the bottom. Everybody goes, you know, no matter how small the country is, everybody goes, you bastard, you're not allowed to have nuclear bombs. And of course it is ludicrous for any other country, especially the United States, who has more nuclear bombs than any country on the planet, to say to any other country, you're not allowed to have nuclear bombs. This is absolutely ludicrous. And of course, it's once again just the ultimate game of playing King of the Hill. And we would guide you all to once again not take any of this seriously. See these men as the little boys that they truly are. See the innocence within them. The innocence that just wants to be loved. These little boys who are orphans, who have no parents, who have not been guided by anyone. They've been allowed to grow into adults without any real guidance. And not only that, they've been encouraged to run countries. So we have scared little boys and girls running our countries for us. And humanity has given their power away to these beings. Because the majority of humanity have also been allowed to grow up without any guidance, without any real guidance of knowing what it is to be a real man, what it is to be a real woman. Without knowing that they are love and that they are divine. They are individual expressions of God, Goddess, and that we are all one. But they are also beings that do not desire to control. At the very least, others. They may have desires to control their own lives. These are beings that have not disconnected themselves so far from love. So you see the different gradations of humans upon this planet and the degrees to which they have disconnected themselves from love, depending on how controlling and manipulative they desire to be and are in their lives. And the beings that have the least amount of desire to control others and even control their own lives are the beings that are, of course, the most spiritual. The beings that realize that the key is to surrender their lives to divine control, to being guided by their own inner sense of divinity, their own God presences. And all beings upon this planet are striving to find this. But of course, they are looking outside of themselves and looking to control, to somehow obtain peace within, even if it is through war. All beings' true desire is for peace. And we would guide you now to all look upon humanity and all beings upon planet Earth, the meek and the strong. Including all of the beings that you love to hate. All of the bastards and controllers and politicians and corporate controllers, warmongers. And see the Christ light within them all. And see the inner child that waits to be loved, that desires so desperately to be guided and nurtured by the Divine Father and Divine Mother. For every being desires to be nurtured and cared for. And educated and evoked from within to know the divinity that they are, to know the love that they are, to remember that they are God, Goddess. And to the degree that beings have disconnected from this or deny their divinity is the degree that they try to control upon planet Earth. For this is an inner, this is an external expression of their own inner conflict, their own inner feelings of separation. Nothing in the external world exists without first existing on the internal world first. And all beings in conflict in the external world are in conflict on the internal, within their own minds and hearts, of what and how to be. How to live a divine life. Guide you once again to see every being upon planet Earth. And to love them. And to see the love within them. For all beings are love, regardless of how they act. Regardless of how they feel about themselves or anyone else on the planet, regardless of whether they hurt themselves or hurt anyone else. All beings are love, and all beings are God, Goddess. And it is your responsibility as a divine being, as a being of awareness, as an awake master, to see the love within all beings. For if you cannot see the love within all beings, then there are parts of you that are still disconnected from the love within them. Then it is time to heal those parts of yourself, so that you may even love those beings in the world that apparently do nothing but evil, fight and kill and rape and pillage this planet and your brothers and sisters. But there are no victims in the universe. All beings draw to themselves through the law of reflection those conflicts within themselves, those inner denials, resistances to being the love that they truly are. to the Christ light within all beings. And honor all beings for the part that they are playing in the play. In this big movie. This big dramedy. That we call life. Honor the pathway of all beings. Their souls have chosen. For all pathways are honored in the sight of God. For all pathways are God. Nothing exists outside of God. God is. Therefore, any pathway that any soul has chosen, or any personality has chosen to experience life, no matter how dastardly, is honored by God. God is, and is God. God is, expressing itself in that way. These expressions are needed for the evolvement of the individual soul and the group soul, and for all of humanity, and all beings in this galaxy, in this solar system, in this galaxy, in this universe, and all universes of creation. For we are all connected. And all expressions of separation and denial and resistance to divinity are merely our soul's desires and expressions to further understand the unity of all life and the evolvement of consciousness, mastery, and those beings that have played these games, who awaken, are able to powerfully serve others who are still playing the games of denial. We guide you to embrace all those parts of yourself that have played these games of denial and resistance and separation and control and power. We guide you to honor them so that you may be a powerful, honorable, compassionate master of divine expression that honors all pathways as being divine. Then through your love you may assist others. Just by seeing the Christ light within them. Not telling them that they should do anything or act a certain way. For this implies that they are doing wrong. That they are wrong, that they are bad. That this is a lie, this is an illusion. There's no such thing as a bad person. There's no such thing as a bad deed. There are karmic consequences to deeds through the law of reflection. to show beings what they have done, how they have influenced others, positively or negatively. To show beings that what is manifesting in their lives outside of them is what exists within them. How they think, how they feel, how they see life, how they perceive reality. And the universe desires to have balance. All beings individually desire to have balance. So beings have lifetime upon lifetime to try to create balance within their souls. And they try to experience and balance their karma in this lifetime. Or they try to deny their karma, try to deny balance and the universe's desire and their own inner desire to create balance by continuing on a path of destruction. Sometimes contrary to their soul's desire, because they are scared. And afraid to admit that they have been bad little boys and girls. Afraid to admit they feel powerless, helpless, unworthy, ugly, unworthy of love. Unworthy to be loved. So they fight for recognition, power, money, which are merely just love surrogates. So you can see that beings upon planet Earth fight and scratch and work and manipulate themselves and others to obtain positions, goods, houses and cars, as love surrogates, even relationships, as love surrogates. So that they will feel at least a little bit of love. Like they have love in their lives. But of course, all things in the world of form fade away. And one must either find love within, or continuously strive for more things to feel loved, or more relationships to feel loved. Or more money, or more power. Even the nuclear bomb is a giant, massive love surrogate. For these beings are utilizing something that can create life, that is life. It is building blocks of form to destroy life, or to threaten with to destroy life. And of course, the being would only threaten to destroy life, or would only actively destroy life outside of them, when within them they already feel dead, killed, raped, pillaged. Disconnected from life and love, and certainly disconnected from the essence of creation, and as a whole, as humanity. Humanity feels disconnected from the essence of creation. So these nuclear threats keep popping up to show humanity what is going on within them, that they feel disconnected from the essence of creation, the essence of creation within themselves, the divinity within themselves. That divinity which creates reality, that powerful ability as the God-Goddess that we are, to create our own realities. This is the gift we have been given in this experiment of separation and divine expression upon planet Earth. This Lucifer's rebellion, as it has been called,